them all, Kinder. 6'4" senior, bestest Tigers.
Quickly up the floor, Kamal Kinder. Baseline to baseline. They let him go all the way, and he lays it in. You better not let Kamal Kinder start taking over.
Kinder finishes his career as the all-time leading scorer in Festa's school history, scoring 20 points per game his senior year, pulled down 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals per game. And with a 4.0 GPA, defines the student athlete.
Kamal Kinder, Festa's Tiger.
Joining us now on regional radio for his Dream Team interview is Kamal Kinder, a member of the Festus basketball team. And Kamal, are you a three-time Dream Team, or is this just your second? Is this your second time?
No, this is my third time. I've gotten it since my sophomore year.
That's what I thought. Well, the third time of making it to the Dream Team, and this being your senior year, and another very good year for you, and another very well-deserved voted a nomination to the Dream Team, and I know it's the third time now, but what does it mean to you to be named to the Dream Team your third time here, your senior year?
That's really a great accomplishment and honor because, I mean, three times in a row is really cool, and I really appreciate all the coaches that voted for me all 3 years.
And I think you're also the three-time conference player of the year for the Jefferson County Large School Conference and, you know, just several other accolades. So, Kamal, this being your senior year, another very good year for you, for the team and for you individually. What did this year mean to you, and what was this year like for you being your senior year? I know so many players graduated, but you had a lot of new guys kind of step up and play good roles this year. Just how do you feel like this season went, and what did this season mean for you?
This season was a lot different than every other one because we were coming in really young, so I didn't know what to expect. And, like, my junior year, I kind of had to score all the time, and we had a lot of defensive players, and then this year it was the total opposite where everyone could kind of score, and I say I had a bad night, I could take a step back and kind of depend on other people to step up too. So it was cool, Lee. No man, it was a good experience.
Yeah, how difficult was that being really about the only varsity player returns with really any varsity experience this season?
I don't know. I never really thought about it, but I guess it was kind of weird at first, but people started stepping up, so I didn't really notice it too much.
How long did it take? At what point in the season did you feel like you had a real team together and people other players stepped up and you had a real cohesive unit?
I feel like the game we came together was at Scott's city or county. I don't know which one, but one of those, and we were down at half. And everyone was kind of gloomy, and I don't know what happened in the third quarter, and the sophomores and on up started stepping up, and we came out with a win in a tough environment, so we kind of pulled together at that point.
How did you have to change what you do just, I mean, leadership-wise and just helping those other guys? Do you consider yourself a vocal leader, and how much do you talk to the guys like that? And is that part of your part of what you do, or did you have to step up and maybe do that differently than you have in past years?
Oh, definitely a major step up because the 3 years prior, I could kind of just play and not worry about that because there was always someone who was going to say something. But this year, it was kind of on me, and like when things were going wrong, that's who they looked to. And so I had to kind of step out of my shell and be more vocal to everybody. It was weird, but I got used to it, and I'm still going to continue to work on that.
Yeah, how difficult was that? I mean, are you naturally, you know, we talked to you over Dream Team, but are you a pretty vocal person, or do you kind of quiet, or are you kind of either middle of the road, and was that kind of out of your comfort zone for you?
I'm kind of middle of the road. If I outside of basketball, definitely a talker, but when I don't know on the court, I don't really say too much. So I had to step out there and kind of be vocal when they needed it.
You know, another good scoring year for you, and how tough was it for you to continue to get better? Because, I mean, you've been starting since your freshman year, I know, and, you know, Dream Team your sophomore year, Conference Player of the Year sophomore year. So how tough was it for you to continue to improve and get better over the years that you spent at Festus?
Oh, it was definitely challenging. Like, not going to lie, it was it's hard to not get complacent and kind of on those days when you don't want to go to the gym or do something that you know is going to get you better, you kind of just got to remember that what you did last year is over and to always keep stepping forward. So I kind of realized that after my freshman year that I had a lot of room to grow, and I just kept working at it.
You know, I think we talked about you after you did this, but I want to ask you again anyway. You finished your career at Festus as the all-time leading scorer in Festus history. You broke the old record. What does that mean to you when you think about being the player at Festus that scored the most points ever, and do you think about the legacy that you have left at Festus?
Knowing that I kind of left that legacy that might not be touched for a while, because I mean I think it was 40 years or something prior, but it's just kind of, hard to describe the feeling of knowing that that record is mine, and I kind of looking back at my journey and what I worked to achieve that.
Well, I know that you have several offers and your several interests from other schools. Where does your recruiting stand right now? Have you made a decision there? Is that still in process?
That's definitely still in process. No decision, and I'm hoping to make some decisions soon, but I'm not sure yet.
All right, gotcha. Well, is there anything else you want to add to that? Can you share with us who is offering you and who you're really looking at and who is kind of leading right now?
Well, right now I have some D2 offers. And so offers right now I have are Truman State, Missouri Baptist. I have an offer from Columbia and Lindenwood. But I'm, I guess the front runner that I'm looking at is Drury right now.
What is it that you're looking for in a school?
I'm definitely looking for a good program, but not only that, I want to find the right school that I can play at, but also get a good degree because I want to be a physical therapist. So trying to find something that'll get me right in my future.
So physical therapy is what you want to go into after graduating from college?
Yes, sir.
What is it about that field that you're interested in the most?
I'm most interested in being able to stay around athletes because I've definitely been to my fair share of physical therapy, and so after doing that, I kind of just fell in love with the idea of having a great career where you get to stay around sports too.
Kamal Kinder, the Festus boys basketball team, and Kamal, you look back on your career. I know individually you had a great one, all-time leading scorer, but as a team, do you have any, let's say, regrets, or do you ever think about things that, let's say, maybe you didn't do that you wish you could have gotten?
Yes, I definitely wish I could have went further in the playoffs, but because I won districts my freshman year and we didn't win another district game. Well, I guess we won this year, but we didn't get past the semifinals the next 3 years. So, I mean, that kind of sucks, but we had some good seasons. We had like 19 wins this year, so I guess I can't dwell too much on it.
So how do you sum up in a couple sentences just your time at Festus?
Oh, my time here has been great. It's an experience I wouldn't trade. Anybody who knows sports, I guess, knows the feeling. And I just want to thank all the fans for coming out all the time and supporting us. And it's a great community to play in front of.
How much are you going to miss playing Hillsboro?
Oh, man, I miss that every day. If we couldn't play any other team the whole year, I would be okay with it.
Absolutely. Well, I'd be there because it's always fun to watch. So, Kamal, we appreciate it. And once again, it's been a pleasure covering and always good talking to you. And best of luck going forward in your future endeavors. Thank you, Kamal.
Thank you.